So I'm going to ask Corey, our first speaker, to come to the podium. And we asked the audience a couple of questions, Corey, that we also asked the faculty about a very practical issue in management of non-small cell lung cancer today, which is, what do you do with the tissue and the significance of the tissue? We asked you to give this talk. You know, you wrote a big review article in the JCO about this, but what about specifically testing tissue? And if we can look at the first question we asked the audience, it relates to what we were just talking about before, which is mutation testing. We can put up the first interactive question. And we asked the group here, which patients with non-small cell, you have a patient where you already have tissue, so it's not a question you have to go back and get it. Which patients should have EGFR mutation, EML4-ALK translocation testing today? And a minority think every patient, but a lot of people think non-squamous cell should be tested. And if we can actually look and see what the faculty said about that. Corey, what are your thoughts about which patients, I guess your answer was all non-squamous and squamous, and Leisha and Jean-Charles thought all patients. Corey, what's your thinking behind
this? So, thank you, Neil. I agree with the vast majority of the audience, certainly all non-squamous, but we've seen the existence of EGFR mutations in never-smoking patients who do have squamous or those who have minimal remote history, and I think they're worth testing. We've looked back at our own cadre of patients at Penn and have identified 6 patients just in the last year and a half with squamous cell who are EGFR mutants, 4 of whom were never smokers. So they're out there. You can't just rely on the histology.
So, Leisha, you're kind of, to me, almost following the breast cancer ER and HER2 model. Just everybody gets tested. What are your thoughts behind that answer?
Well, I think we have to look towards the future, and you were asking what's going to happen in 8 years, and I think there's going to be many more things that are crucial for lung cancer patients to be tested for. Even today, you could argue that you need to test for more than EGFR and EML4-ALK. So I think that it's going to become much too complex to expect doctors to clinically triage based on characteristics like histology or gender or smoking, which patients need to be tested for which things. Really, the ultimate time-saving thing to do is to test all patients for all relevant mutations, and we should get in that habit now.